New time, same station. It's time for our Buy Black Friday with me, your girl, Pwn Inside Midday Shenanigans on WPGC. We're basically, we spotlight a Black-owned brand business right here in D.C., Maryland, or VA. And with that, I want to welcome the founder and CEO of a plant-based skincare brand that's on a mission to moisturize the masses. Can we give it up for Ohene Beauty founder, Dr. Kofi Enuma? Welcome to the show, my love.
Thank you for having me. How you doing, poet?
I am productively blessed and sucker-free. I appreciate you asking. Now, let's talk you. Where you from? What you like getting into, and how the you who built this brand came to be.
So, yeah, I'm a Black man just trying to make it in these streets from Minneapolis, Minnesota, but I resided here for about 13 years. I got two kids and a lovely wife who is also co-owner of the company. Shout out to my beautiful, brilliant kingmaker.
I see what you did there. Now, let's talk Ohene Beauty.
So, my background is pharmacy, and we were in the middle of having our second son on the way. He was in vitro. And I was bonding with my oldest son, teaching him how to make soap, kind of imparting some of my pharmacy skills with him and just loving up on him. Second son comes along, severe hypersensitivity, wow, cradle cap, eczema, you name it. My wife is also a trained physician. And I'm like, why don't we start using some of this soap on him? He starts using the soap. His eczema starts to decrease. He's not as dry. He's not as tight skin. He doesn't have as many itchy outbreaks afterwards. And I said, why? What would you do normally if you were testing out, you know, some medicine on somebody? You would stop it, right? So she paused it for a little bit. And the eczema came back in about a week. Long story short, we started launching these products, and it was for him initially because it's dry skin, but I also used to have my own bouts of dry skin, acne. My face looked like the bottom of a Nestle Crunch bar at one point.
And here we are. There are several things that said what you and your wife have created apart from everyone else.
So, of course, we bring into context the medical side of it. My wife is a trained board certified physician, internal medicine. I'm a pharmacist. We took what we learned at an HBCU, shout out to Xavier in New Orleans, Louisiana, and put that into our product. We look at research, data that comes out. We determine which natural products actually add value and which ones probably are a little bit more harmful to our skin if they're used alone or if in high concentration. So it's a full body personal care brand. So we're focused on your base essentials. In order to look great in makeup, you want to make sure that you can look good even beneath that makeup. So you got to make sure that you got the hydration, the moisture. You got to have an exfoliation routine. You need to cleanse as well, because that's how you get rid of bacteria and prevent other types of infections. So we got soaps, we got serums, masks, and everything in between that, including moisturizers for the face and body.
I know there's some folks who may be listening who are not Black. And I think when they hear Buy Black Spotlight, they instantly think, well, I guess it's just for Black people in their skin. But as we say time and time again with everybody who's been able to sit in this hot seat of yours, this is also about diversity and including everybody, because our skin comes in all kinds of ways.
Indeed. We founded it on what we could see in the house and what I was familiar with. I'm familiar with Black skin initially. I live in it, you know, every day.
But do you now?
We found that as our product began to grow, we have a strong group of white people who also use our product, Hispanics, Latinos, it's people all over. We just see our ash even more vividly than other groups of people. So it kind of is something like, you know, you don't want to walk around in ashy season. So we centered on that, but it's for everyone.
What are some of the challenges you face as a Black entrepreneur in the beauty industry?
So the first thing I would say is challenges, access to capital and access to, you know, spotlight. To get awareness, marketing is super expensive. And it's hard to pay for those ads on Facebook, and you don't know if they're going to go anywhere either, or get on WPGC and talk to Poet about your product. Those things are God sent. You know, I don't necessarily believe in luck, but I do believe in divine blessings. So God is definitely a key component to all this stuff that has happened throughout my life.
And I know off mic, we were talking before we sat down, and you were like, Poet, I just want to make sure that people know that me and my tribe are true to this, not new to this.
Of course, I take some of the skills from pharmacy. I used to be behind the counter, the guy with the white coat on. But going even further back, all my childhood, I was surrounded by entrepreneurs. My grandmother was an entrepreneur, had a shelter in St. Paul, Minnesota. Shout out to her. She's gone now. But several aunts that run their own huge businesses, uncles, even my father. I started off cutting my teeth with him in Motherland Brands at Juneteenth celebrations in North Minneapolis.
And on top of this beauty brand, you're also pouring into the village's mental.
Rooted in those moments when I was bonding with my oldest son. My wife came to me one day and just said, hey, you actually need to turn this into something. So we created a STEM-based curriculum called ABBA, which means seed. And we teach kids soap making through these engagements. Shout out to my homeboy, Ty Gardner, who is a brilliant educator. He's the CEO and founder of Yielding Hands. We had a summer camp with him last summer.
And then you said you're going to keep me in the village abreast of what y'all are going to be cooking up this summer, which I love. But the most important thing I can ask you right now is, how do folks find you?
So you can find us at ohenebeauty.com. I'll spell that Ohenebeauty.com. Everybody knows the com part. And then we're also on Instagram at Oheni Beauty. And we're on Facebook at Oheni Artisan.
And that's how we are buying black on this Friday with your girl Poe on PGC.